Joel, this is the April 20th, 2021 special meeting, and Dave will call the order in just a moment.
Okay, I think we're ready.
Yeah, whenever you are.
Good evening. We'd like to start off the special meeting of the Jerusalem Township Trustees, the April 20th, 2021. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I request a moment of silence, and then we will recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll have roll call. Bo Miller?
Present.
Mark Sadler?
Present.
Dave Dench? Present. All present. Okay, we'll go on to what we're here for tonight, the Dollar General Store question and answer session. I'm going to read out the public participation right now. We will proceed with tonight's questions and answer session concerning Dollar General Store proposed land purchase in the following manner. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name, and each person is allowed 5 minutes to ask one question, and the board will then answer that question. If you would like to ask more than one question, you will need to wait until everyone has had a chance to ask their question. You will then be able to ask another question. We will be keeping track of the 5 minutes to be sure that everyone has a chance to ask their question and have it answered. Okay.
Dave, do you want to introduce the documents that you've shared with everybody so
yes,
they all know what they have?
We can do that. I think I had enough for just about everybody. We have the new proposed site plan that they had today. This one's brand new. We have the taxes for the Dollar General up on Route 2 that's there. You can see the taxes there. We received $5,493. The township doesn't sell. And you can go on down there. And then we also have the piece of paper where it shows who has owned this property after the Catholic diocese sold it. It goes all the way from 56 to 67 is when they get sold. So are there any questions on that before we get started? I don't see any. How to do this? We could raise your hand, and you'll have to come forward, and I'll give you the mic so everyone can hear. Linda?
You can have to state your name.
Yeah. Yeah, Linda, just state your name.
I stand over here. Hello, my name is Linda Gray. I live in. And have the trustees thought of the flooding that's going to occur to put 64,000 square feet into pavement? Either at the bonus site or anywhere around two that runs around towards the dam. We already have flooding at least 50 foot south of two from Donovan to Main Street. The normal rain, Roger Grappas has put in extra pumps to pump out his field. What about the drain going under Route 2 and Ellison Road? Is it falling apart? Why isn't the water draining up that drain? Okay, the bonus site, the ground is 2 foot deeper than the storm sewer they built. So no water goes down that drain. So if you put in that concrete, those homes around Bono, around the site, will be flooded. They're only 8 to 10 inches above the ground. So I'd like you to consider that. Plus the traffic flow. You know, we got new turn lanes going into Bono because of our trustees way before. They cannot get any turn lanes. They come from the east to the west as a Ward's Canal. So we're going to have a backup of Cedar Point people, Marina people, whatever, trying to turn into Dollar General. We can't get out of home with the kids in the summer. You can't go down Main Street and turn to your west because there's too much traffic and they slingshot around the curb at 70 miles an hour. So I'd like them to consider that, please.
I can have more later. Let our rails get it.
No problem. Okay, how do you feel about it?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I am Cindy Getzinger. I live in the township. And can you guys just give us briefly, for those of us who just kind of caught on to this in the last couple of weeks, where this came about, how it came about, why we're doing it, and your visioning? Just give us some background information.
Dollar General came to us. It's been for sale. And they came to us and made an offer.
How long ago?
Oh, what, 2 months ago, maybe, Max?
Was it that long ago?
Glenda, can you?
I think it's been 2 months, so I'd have to wrap my nails and check.
Yeah, it's off, off the post with that.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, I just wondered, so you received not an actual offer, but just that, are you more interested?
Yeah.
Have you signed an offer?
No.
Okay, so I'm Bo Miller. A lot of you don't know me. And I want to stress a few things. So, you are correct. There was an offer made on the property. We held a special meeting to discuss the sale of the property. All we did, we have a job. They offered us, made an offer to us. We responded with an offer. No paperwork has been signed. It is no way a done deal. They have to acquire two properties, and they have to get the zoning from the township to get this approved. So we are here having this discussion with residents now because there was an outcry for it, and we understand that. That's why we've accommodated this, you know, for this reason. Linda, I want to go back to one thing that you asked about with the flooding. The problem at Elliston and Route 2 has been, we have been addressing that with the state of Ohio since 4 years ago. Rodney has been on them. I know Dave has talked to them. Route 2 is about to wash out right there. We cannot get the state. They have no interest in fixing it. And that's why that field's flooding. As far as the rest of the area, I'm not quite sure yet. So I just wanted to address one issue that you had regarding the flooding along Elliston there, and that is a state issue that we are fighting with them to fix the flag brigade and the tile that runs under Route 2.
Can I say something there?
Sure.
Then why would you consider putting a store or that much concrete in there to force the water then to even go further?
That water is going to the west. That's flooding Rodney Graff's, or not Rodney, who's the old farm there, Dave? The dryer farm.
Can you answer the question so we can hear it?
She asked if that's an issue, why would we consider putting a Dollar General down there, another store down there with concrete? So this isn't, they have to come in, they have to provide plans, they have to provide everything for flooding, drainage, building construction. Everything, they haven't even made it to that step yet. Okay, they have not made it that far, other than we have a proposed layout of what they're proposing.
Linda, the flapper is off there at Elliston Road. They're going to have to tear the whole road up and put a whole new, I think it's galvanized pipe underneath there, and it all has to be replaced. Hopefully, we can get them to do it when the bridge goes out there by the Peekaboo. Probably next spring, they're going to put that. Route 2 is going to be shut down. So we're going to push to have that done then, I hope.
Okay, because that was in the road floods too. It's not just from here.
No, and another thing, Linda, they almost had, on the farm property that Mr. Turner owns, they almost had that bought, but they have to build it up. They had to dig a pond and everything. And they almost had the deal done. but our property looked a little bit more reasonable. They didn't have to build it up, build a pond. We have sewers there. So if it doesn't go there, it's probably going to go back there. And I think there was a couple of other offers. People have found out about this, and they've offered the ground to them too. So
I can't stop journaling, but I want to stop it.
Yeah, yes, I'm just saying, so everybody knows.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, Bill Tank, I live in the neighborhood. Obviously, you guys aren't up to date on construction. Route 2 does not have to be shut down. They can build a cofferdam in the creek and the canal, and they can bore under Route 2 from the south side to get their new pipe. I don't think they
need. No, that's a bridge there. That's not a pipe.
We might be talking about two different things. Yeah. We're talking about the bridge by the big.
You're talking about Elliston Road.
Yeah, we were, but we were talking about the bridge also.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to hear back there because you've got such an echo.
But that's what's happening. The bridge by the Peekaboo is going to be replaced and by the old base door right there.
Yeah, but they can do that one lane at a time.
No, they're going to shut the road down. Take my word, yeah.
Okay, so how's that going to be any benefit for the fire department here to service the neighborhood and the residents when you got the only thing you've got is Howard Road and stuff and Corduroy to come in and out?
I can't argue.
And my other question is, being that property's in your township ownership, when has the township gotten into the real estate business, and how much is the township going to profit off of that piece of property if it goes?
We got into it because we wanted to help bring the tax value back in, get some taxes off.
Well, let's make well,
can it, can I, hey, David, yes. can we back it up just a second?
Yep.
So, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't catch your name, please.
Bill Tank.
Mr.
You
Tank.
Know, you
Mr.
know
Tank.
Me.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Tank, what happens is when the Lucas County Land Bank takes possession of property.
They should have offered it to the adjoining property like they do every other lot in here.
Please let me finish. When the Lucas County Land Bank takes possession of property with back taxes due, they will clear those back taxes.
I know all about that.
And then they will turn it over to the township. And the township, if it's not a buildable lot, the township will approach an adjoining property owner and work an arrangement. Now, if it's a buildable lot, the township has been out tax revenues for some number of years. So please let me finish. And our effort as a township, we're not in the business of owning property. It's our desire to turn that property over, which is why we put it up for sale. And if someone would like to come in and build on it, we would be delighted to sell that property to a new resident so that they can build a home on it.
But you're going to put a commercial business on that property.
That's not what we're going to do. That's what's been proposed.
That's what the proposal is.
But you have
a sewer system there. And I was under the understanding that no commercial businesses are to hook to that sewer system. That's strictly residential.
I'd have to speak to the Lucas County Sewer District about that.
Check into that.
Okay.
And the other one, your traffic on Route 2 is not going to handle it. Route 2 will not handle it. You have Metzger's Marsh. You have the Yacht Club. You have Minky Marina. You have the new park. You have all the residents. And you have Cedar Point traffic coming. Where are you going to put all that? You're going to have to buy another rescue squad if you let that all go.
So help me understand. You are opposed,
yes,
to Dollar General,
yes,
because of infrastructure reasons, or are there other reasons that you would like
all
to share?
All of the above. Traffic, sewer, runoff, you name it. We don't need it. They got one 5 miles up the road. I travel this country. I see these things go up everywhere. I go by them constantly. And within 3 years, they're dead. They're done. The building sets vacant. And on top of all the traffic I mentioned, then you got the summer sports meet. And you got all these bird watchers coming. And they're in the habit of just stopping wherever they are. They don't stop to think where they are. And they jump out and here's your camera. Take 5 minutes off.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wish you guys would take it all into consideration.
Sir, that is why we are here.
That's why we're
Thank
here.
You.
Everybody,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Evening, everybody. I'm Mike Mackey. This piece of property is really a lot different for some of us. Me and Eric are. They just say we take the Bono property pretty personal. You know, my dad, all my family, all my ancestors lived there. And the same for Linda Gray, the same for Max Sondheim, which is mostly we're dying off now, but there's a lot of people who lived in that. That's the first place settled in Jerusalem Township. You know, you wouldn't have a township if you didn't have the Bono to start. And my understanding is that you got an offer on the table from Max Sondheim, who's the great-great-great-great-grandson of Bono for $12,000. Wouldn't make anybody have to lose their property. You don't have to move them homes. You don't want a commercial structure in there. And I just wonder why you're not considering that. Now, I know what the appraised value is, and he's pretty damn close with that $12,000. So I just wonder if you may be able to answer that instead of putting a commercial structure in there.
I didn't know we had a bid for $12,000. I've never seen one.
You counterbid.
You counterbid him at 10.
He offered 10, and you said 12,000.
Where did you see it? I guess I didn't see it.
We did, but I don't think, and I think... I'd have to go back and look at the paperwork on this, but I don't believe in the other. Max is not a resident of Ohio, correct?
Correct.
He doesn't even live in the township. So I think part of our fear was we asked for, we countered, and by the time we paid real estate, we were going to walk away with very little with the real estate fees. But here we have a lot of properties in Reno, around the township that are owned by these companies that are out of state. They could care less about Jerusalem Township. They just buy up this property. And then we end up cutting the grass. And we end up taking care of them because nobody has ownership of the property. It's a vacant lot.
You guys are not cutting all.
No, you're absolutely right.
There's a lot of stuff down in there that should have been mowed years ago, and everybody's overlooked.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing about that is, we do have, the township actually owns a ton of property in the township that we do not want. Okay? We have sold off more property in the last 2 years than we ever have.
You may not want the property, but you sure accepted the profit out of it.
Well, we have to come up with funds to run the township.
Bring residents and offer it to them.
We do. We have sold off more property to adjoining property owners in the last 2 years than we ever have.
And originally, years and years ago, that property we're talking about right now on Calhoun and Bones, my family donated that to the Catholic Church.
And who's maintaining that property right now?
Anybody come to maintain and offer to buy it?
Did we cut that, Linda? Has the township cut that property?
No. Because Mr. and Mrs. Lohmeyer, who live on Greenwood and Reynolds, bought the record to cut it, and they've been maintaining it. You know, and you guys are paying, you know, you're charging a $200 for property. He's been cutting it for 2 years. Don't you think you either owe him money or give him a couple bucks?
Okay, move on. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, my name is Jim Howell, and I'm Echo Shock, so I'm helping that big pump in my gas now. I live across the street from this place you're kind of proposing. I live on the corner of Greenwood and Main, and I've got a nice house. I've lived there for 28 years, and I'm trying to get a property next to me that's been abandoned for a year and a half, and I still can't get that property yet. And yet you can do something like this and sell it within months, it sounds like. It makes no sense to me. And now I've got a flood zone right here. My house is on top of town. Bottom of town is a flood zone. It gets deeper and deeper, and it gets wetter and wetter. Mine's on top, and it still gets wet. So I can imagine what you can do with this place here. You know, it's to be raised up, supposed to have some kind of flood thing there so it doesn't happen. Do you believe that? I don't. It's right back in my house. I don't need any more. The property value's going down. I got a bar across the street from me. I got houses behind me that are not very pretty. And I gotta deal with that. I don't understand how this can be pushed so fast. I understand that the township needs taxes. The Mommy Bay, you know, was shut down last year. That's where we get most of our taxes. You know, so we were hurt for last year. But it makes no sense to me. We got one 5 miles that way, we got one 12 miles that way. Why put one right here in the middle of my town? Right where I live. I don't want that. I just don't need it. That's what I'm saying. How can you move things so fast and not move a personal property like mine and just move this ahead like this? That's my question. Thank you.
Jim, you're talking about the property of the house we just tore down last year? Is that the one you're trying to acquire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right
there, on Main Street.
Yep.
Yeah. So, if I'm correct, we do not even own them properties yet. We're trying to get them.
You say you own the properties. The house owns the property.
Not that one. We accepted to tear that house down.
Well, it's not being personal about
No.
We're talking about this deal here.
No. You asked the question. I want to respond to your question. Is that particular property, we said, the land bank said they would give us the property if we tore the house down. We tore the house down. We are waiting to get that property in to sell it to the neighbors. Because I know there was worry about the bar trying to buy it to put a parking lot in, which we were not going to allow
to
happen.
Neighbor, of course.
Yes, absolutely. So as soon as we take possession of that property, you will be the first one to contact that here.
Nobody else makes that choice over there where the place can put up.
I think the owners were contacted. The other thing, too, about the and I don't know, but if the adjoining property owners are in owe back taxes, which I don't know if they do or not, we cannot legally sell it to them. So we can't legally sell it to them, according to the land bank.
Thank you. Anyone else? Way in the back there. Katie.
Hey, I'm Katie Larson, and I live on Decant Road. And I just think that I know my mom and dad own Jack's, but me as just somebody that's lived here almost my whole life, I think we have to look at a lot of us live out here and choose to live out here because we are away from the riffraff and the stores and the traffic of Oregon. And I think we just have to be careful about what properties we want to zone commercial, because I think once we start, that's kind of like a slippery slope, and then that could kind of continue into making this area more commercialized than maybe a lot of us want it to be. So I think we just need to really consider, do the benefits that this Dollar General might bring, do those benefits outweigh the happiness of the people that live here, the traffic issues that the drainage issues? Is the benefit that business is going to draw, is that going to outweigh all that other stuff? I think we really need to consider that.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Wait, wait, we got one out here that hasn't had a chance yet.
Add on to her, we also need to take into consideration how the revenue is going to take with the Jags.
You have to come up and...
To jump on her, we also need to take...
Is that your name?
Lonnie Hart. To take into effect with the revenue that's going to be lost in Jags, and then the bait shops, the alcohol sales, the food sales, all that stuff. We just need to take into consideration that. Because I've lived out here most of my life, and I've always known Jax, and I'd hate to see something happen to Jax, so that's all I want.
Amen.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Amen.
Is there anyone else? Well, wait, we got someone new back there. Yeah. Rusty?
I just got a couple questions.
Rusty, come on up.
I just got a couple questions on how this works. Am I correct in understanding that Dollar General has to acquire two more properties at the south end of that?
At least one more.
At least one. Okay. So if they don't acquire that property, the deal is done?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say they do acquire that piece of property. Okay, so the next step to get the entire parcel rezoned commercial?
Yeah.
All right, and then that step is to go to the zoning board. How does the zoning board decide yay or nay on whether we're going to say, yep, we're going to do that, we're going to make a commercial property? How does that work? What do they take into consideration? What's the criteria?
When I was on the Zoning Board of Appeals, we always talked to the neighbors. When I was on the Zoning Board of Appeals, we always went to the neighbors and asked them what if they would like this or not, you know, whatever. And that's what always swayed us, usually, you know, just common sense. That sometimes we didn't even follow the rules. If we thought it would work, we did it, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. My last question is, what if the people who live in earshot, eyeshot, they all are like, you know what, we bought property out here to be in a residential area, not in a commercial area. Right. We don't want to hear a pop truck. You know, we don't want to hear, you know, the tailgate dropping. 7 o'clock in the morning, horn honking, you know, because nobody's opening up the back door. If they come and say, you know, look, that's our concern. We just don't want to have that in our life. You know, we don't want to have to look at that asphalt. We don't want to look at that brick building. You know, we just like things the way we are. That's why we spent our money here. That's why we came here. You know, how does is that addressed? They take that into great consideration.
Definitely.
Okay. And if they have a lot of people, say, most of them that have that type of attitude, do they just go to Dollar General and say, hey, sorry guys, you're going to have to head down the street a piece where maybe you can find some commercial property that's already zoned that way?
Well, they almost had that property bought, like I told you there, of Mr. Turnell's. You know, just that it was going to cost them more money. It would have been cheaper to go in there, they told me. And Mr. Turnell told me that they almost signed it. They get the agreement to do it, you know, so... It's not that we're going to stop it, but if you want to stop it in town, that's great, whatever. But it's not going to stop it from coming out here.
Oh, no. They can, you know, like Jeff Toll's place down the street. Yeah. Chuck Luce has got a place down there at Ellison. I mean, you can go to anybody that's got commercial property to the store. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, I'm a big proponent of the system. So, but as long as it's done right and as long as they're not pissing everybody off, you know, that
that's right.
Spent their money there. That's my concern.
Isn't it true that number one, the health department determines whether it's buildable or not according to sanitation?
The planning commission, it has to go through a lot of different...
The planning commission is the Lucas County Health Department.
Yeah, they're part of it.
They are the main thing. They're the first step. If they say it's not buildable, the whole deal is wrong. You can't, I don't care who you go.
Anyone else? See if there's anybody new quick. Yeah, we have a new one, Ben. Okay.
My name is Joe Logan.
Joe, come on over. We can't hear you.
Okay. Somebody else might have the answer to this.
If I remember correctly, probably 4 or 5 years ago, Billy Tank came to know the answer to this. The gentleman that owned that property had it for sale for like $50,000. And who would want to build a house right there? So he probably had some intent of a commercial guy buying it. But what happened? Does anybody know the answer to that?
A lot of that sold under false pretenses that the building owner is not. And they still think, if I'm not mistaken, that they haven't changed it. There was a 90-foot setback along Route 2 for building. And maybe more now.
Well, I'm under the assumption that's probably why they got lost. If he had for sale forever, and it was like, well, who wants to put a house right there? You know, and whatever. So now all of a sudden they can be changed commercial.
But like I said previously, that land come up through the land bank, they should have notified the adjoining properties to acquire that, not the township. It should have went to them people.
So does anybody
have $125 to acquire that, that's $825.
So does anybody remember when that guy had it for sale a few years back? He may be the one that lost it.
The guy that had the auction house?
I don't know who it was. Sure. It was just advertised everywhere, that whole property.
There's Auto Trail Estates.
Okay. Well, it might have been the Auto Trails guy. I don't know.
I never heard anything about it, so.
That was for sale for a long time. But it was, you know, like I said, who wants to put a residential in it? If somebody said, no, it can't be commercial, but now all of a sudden, and don't get me wrong, because you guys own it, it can be changed. That's kind of a question to anybody that would have the answer here. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm just wondering why. And then I thought that was a whole bunch of parcels. Am I correct? And now it's one?
No, it was just one.
It was just one?
Catholic Church.
Okay. Well, I just thought maybe Billy would have the answer or whatever. I didn't know myself.
Thank you.
Yep.
Do you have a question?
I was just going to say, the sheriff's deed, it was sold at auction for the sheriff or for foreclosure.
With the Ottawa Journal States?
Both of them.
And then Lucas County Revitalization, which would have been the land bank.
Right. Which means they both.
Yeah.
They were foreclosures.
Yeah, yeah, since 92. Right, since 92, it's been sold six or foreclosed on six times.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just heard you mention a little while ago, Walter Padella. I heard you mention that you decided that you didn't want to own the tavern to expand the parking lot. Can you justify why they can't expand the parking lot, but if Dollar General's okay?
We didn't want Mr. Howell, is that what? For that example, that's right next door to his house. It's out in the lot.
It's
in between two houses.
It's in between two houses.
Right.
And
they still park there.
They do.
They still park in our yards. They live next door to the bar. They don't care. People come over there and they park in their front yard, on the side of the yard. Like, until they probably put that guardrail up, they would be, there's been times they won't take the house because they've gone through the laws that are laid there.
So
that parking lot
is
two houses and not a good thing.
So we should kind of follow the same reasoning for Dollar General, right? If the neighbors don't want it.
And that's what we're having a conversation about. That's what this whole meeting's about.
Yeah.
Is to hear what the resident has to say about it.
Okay.
So we know Mr. Howe was interested in that piece of property, and the other neighbor was too, so that's kind of why we're, but we don't own the property.
Right.
Yes, Tim.
My name is Christine Rambaker. I've lived out here most of my life, lived in Calgary side. My question is I don't quite pay attention to most township meetings. Has there been an actual in-person meeting in the last couple of months?
This is the first in-person meeting since COVID.
That,
special meeting was.
Yeah, so you said that this they come to you a couple months ago with an offer?
We had a virtual meeting.
Okay.
A special meeting to consider the proposed purchase.
So most of us would not have known that this was going on if somebody had not posted on the township page that Dollar General had come to them to offer to buy the property.
I put all of our meetings on the township page with all of the Zoom links.
Okay.
And so that's all that calendar is out there on the township page.
So that was on the link. That was a special meeting held for this reason. It was because of Dollar General.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So how many people showed up at that Zoom meeting?
And we also post a paper copy at several businesses, Jack's and S&G. And how many people showed up?
Yeah.
Zero.
So my other question is, I work construction a lot, and most companies don't go ahead with trying to purchase properties unless they know ahead of time that they're going to be able to acquire what they want.
Well, we operate under the Open Meetings Act, and there's no secret discussions. Everything is going to happen in a public meeting.
I'm not assuming there's a secret discussion. Okay. What I'm asking about is that why would Dollar General go to residential homes asking to purchase their property if they didn't know ahead of time that they could get the property rezoned commercial?
They have an offer on the table for the 1.2 acres that we're here to talk about.
Okay.
They need more than that. So they were apparently, I only know this from what I'm hearing and seeing out on social media, but apparently they have privately contacted adjacent landowners.
Yes, because they need more property than that 1.2 acres.
Correct.
My question is the little revenue that the township would get in taxes from this, why would they want to do this and cause such a blight and such issues with traffic and everything else? Why would they even consider it? Because the revenue you're going to get is going to be nothing compared to the issues that are going to cost.
Which is
the township only gets $5,000 in revenue from the taxes.
Per year.
Everything else goes to everything else.
Please understand that is why we're having this meeting, so you folks can bring your issues forward.
That doesn't answer my question. The question was, why you would consider it with the little bit of revenue that you're going to get?
Let me answer it a little bit different way. The township is not in the business of owning and holding property. We turn that property over. So anyone that makes a legitimate offer, that offer deserves to be given consideration.
A little bit, but honestly, that still does not answer the question.
So as Bo pointed out at the beginning of the meeting, there is no written approval. This offer is pending, it's verbal.
Yes.
And we're having this meeting. We want to hear from you folks.
I'm asking you why you would consider it with a little bit of revenue that you're gonna get.
Why would we not listen to what you have to say?
That's not answering my question.
You're asking me why we would even consider something without taking into account the township residents. We're asking the township residents for their input. Correct?
Right now, yes.
Thank you.
So we had, we had an offer. We were obligated to respond.
What was that offer?
They originally offered us
$25,000.
We countered with $40,000, and they paid all closing, real estate fees, anything. So the township walked away $40,000.
So where's the house that you're putting
$40,000 for? Because I can't hear. So real quick, to finish up your question. We responded to an inquiry. That's it. We have not signed a document one. We have not agreed to anything. We haven't agreed to give them zoning. Nothing. I don't even know if they went through the county enough to even see if they could go there.
I think with the show of people here, most people, we're all against it.
And that's why we're having this.
Why we're having it.
Okay.
This is why we're having it. I said before, again, I don't monitor the talk of the township Facebook page that much, but I put on there for everybody to see. I am not a fan of the Dollar General being built there. I don't want to see a model of the township. But we had an obligation as trustees to respond to an offer. That's as far as it went. That's as far as it probably went.
Because
it's
not for sale.
Well,
you say you don't
want
it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
take
an
offer.
We do own that. We don't own the one next to you.
We have the next meeting.
I didn't give us a vote.
Well, we got it. I got it right here. Linda, 300, and what'd you give him? 340.
That was just down the line. That's not worth it.
Yeah, it did. 340. You know. And we have, you know, and we're listening to you guys. I'm sorry.
That's 340.
We had 300. She had 340 signatures on her online petition. Signatures. So, which was what, up a week? Which is pretty good.
Which is pretty good. Thank you, Linda. One
letter. Here's the letter that Mr. Lohmeyer received, and it's his property. So, you guys are the letter.
Okay, can I read this letter out loud?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so this letter was addressed, I believe, to Mr. Lohmeyer, he said, received it. He says, I represent a developer and national retailer who are interested in buying your property to develop a Dollar General store. We are currently working with the town, Drewson Township, on the land they own adjacent to your property. We anticipate we will need your property and potentially one more parcel to fill, our project. Please contact me there. So,
right here, yes.
Okay, you're Mr. Lohmeyer?
Yes.
Okay, so, again, they reached out to them, I'm assuming the other property owner.
Got the same letter.
They got the same letter. So that's what the Hewitt Properties, which is the land broker for Dollar General, they're the ones that are the real estate. Yeah, sorry, thank you. So that's what the letter says. Okay. You're Mr. Lohmeyer?
Yes, I'm Mr. Lohmeyer. I want to apologize. I'm Mr. Lohmeyer. I want to apologize for being late, for the end of this a little sooner. I have spoken with the developer for Dollar General, and they have not offered me enough money for my house that I have just completely rebuilt, all new. They said we're not even in the ballpark. So there will be no sale of my property. Thank you.
Thank you.
And he'd like to get a couple more lots.
Anyone else? Yes, sir. I don't see any other new hands, so.
Mike, back again. You got a standing offer of $12,000. I talked to the man today for that property. I'll keep it residential. It will give Mr. Lohmeyer a chance to add a couple of parcels to his property. Everything stays the same, no commercial structure, and you guys get $12,000. Well, I don't know if you guys are going to consider that or not.
I would imagine that. I can't speak for all the realists, but I imagine we will. That's why we're here today, to do this. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just wondering, when you got your offer, was it just an offer to purchase property, or did it include knowing that it was going to be a Dollar General?
Oh, we knew it was going to be a Dollar General.
Okay.
I got a question. I have a feeling everybody is very against the property in Bowman. So my question is, what if they come back and they buy another piece of property? Are we gonna? Is it strictly the Bono property that we're worried about, or do we just not want another one? And that's my question. You know, I personally don't think that it would affect Rusty's business because Rusty's got very, very loyal customers there. But that's the last thing we want to do is jeopardize anything with Rusty. But
let me ask you this. Would you make an offer on property to build a store if it wasn't buildable? Somebody's offering to buy that knowing ahead of time that they've been built. Now, there's something somebody's not telling the people.
No, there's not. What they have to do, they have to go through a process. They have to apply, which is the BZA with us, or zoning.
Zoning, yes, but zoning, and then goes to the County Planning Commission, and they check with the health department, the engineers, they check with everything in the county to make sure it is
doable. So the health department has nothing to say
about it? That is part of the county
response.
The planning
commission deals with
it. So, and that's kind of the feeling I was taking from this meeting tonight, is it's not just there, it's in no more. We don't want anymore. And there's things that we can do as the township, and I don't know if the fire chief is in here still or not. So, the state fire law says any commercial building 5,000 square feet and under does not need to be sprinkled. Okay? It's a state fire law. That's why all those Dollar Generals are 5,000 square feet. They get away without putting sprinklers in them. As the Board of Trustees and with zoning, we can put stipulations on, just like Oregon. Oregon says we can't have a building that isn't a brick facade. We can say they can't build that building under 5,500 square feet. If we tell them 5,500 square feet, they have to sprinkle it, I guarantee 100% they would walk away. No questions asked. So there are things that we can do. This is not a done deal. I know Mr. Tank, you think, you know, there's no way this is a done deal at all.
There's nothing under the table.
And there is absolutely nothing under the table. I mean, that is one thing that this board does, is we put everything out there, we share more information. I know Mark puts a ton of stuff on Facebook for us. We are not hiding anything at all. That is my word.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Just say your name.
Okay. Alyssa Ackerman. I have a friend that worked at University of Michigan. We have students that were, I don't remember the term, like public health ambassadors or public health something. They have done a ton of research on this topic about dollar stores specifically and the impact that they have on small communities. Gosh, sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
There are many papers, many things I can cite on the Facebook page, but there is proof that they shut down small mom-and-pop grocery stores. It sounds really nice and heartwarming that we think we're a community of people that could continue to support Jack's and stick it to them, but that's not reality. Their goal is to shut them down, and that is what they will do. And then they oversaturate communities. There's one right there. Why do we need one right here? Does anyone feel like they have a logical explanation for why we need one 5 minutes away? The purpose is to choke out small grocers. And then when they take it over, they close down some of their stores. If they do leave here, then we're completely without the local option, and they don't offer meat and fresh produce. I mean, it just seems like a really big risk, and a lot of people have the attitude of, like, well, if you don't like it, just don't go there, but it's just not realistic. That is not how it will work. And I guess you have to decide, like, you have to work against it, or it's just too big of a risk to take, in my opinion. All the other issues aside, with, like, what it will do to the people around that area, and if they will just change to a different location. It's such an eyesore. I mean, people are out there for a reason. They don't want to see stuff like that. So, I wanted to ask, do you feel, I'm very curious to hear, because I've not heard one time, what are the pros to having them in our community? There's a little bit of tax incentive, I guess, but do you feel that there are, like, any upside to having them here? And I am genuinely curious, I'm still learning about this, but please do your research and look up all the information. It's not a matter of our community. You know, there's so many people coming through that don't even know about Jax. Well, maybe we need to make them learn about Jax. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense at all, but if you could please inform me of why you think it's a good idea, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I think she wants to hear from each of us.
I really don't think it's a good idea, you know, and if everyone's against it, I don't think you guys have to worry about us approving it.
Yeah, I guess I just wondered, is there something I am not seeing that would benefit us?
We were just hoping to maybe get some more taxes, and that's the only thing that looked good to us. Because we have, you know, share problem, not 911 problem. You know, we need more money to run this outfit. Yeah.
Right. And I guess would the issue change for you if it was across the street from your home? Would that make a difference to you?
Probably. We're just,
you know,
feeling.
I am not accusing. I am trying to learn, and that's why I'm asking, not making assumptions. Thank you.
Okay, Dave. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to say something, Mark?
Please. So your question to each one of us was how do we personally feel about another Dollar General in the township? I am trying to respond to the question, please.
Actually, no, they haven't flat out. I mean, other than the taxes, I don't know who said that. I don't
feel that a second Dollar General is going to benefit the township.
Okay.
Now, be that as it may, my personal opinion is I should not be making township decisions based upon my personal opinion. It should be based upon what's best for the township and what the township residents express to us as their desires, which is why we are here today to hear from you folks about your desires. So please, we are your elected representatives and we are doing our best to represent you. Thank you.
I'll get to you next, Linda.
Does anybody know in here or in here know that what Dollar General paid you for this piece of property on North Curtis?
I believe it was around
$90,000. $90,000? I thought it was a lot more than that.
It's right around 90.
Well, you can go online and find out what they paid for it.
Whatever.
I don't know if they gave enough money for this, at least a couple of years.
I thought it was like $900,000.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's what the value is now.
Yeah, the value is.
So, for 1 point. Investment company bought it for $90,000, turned around and sold it to another company for $1.3.
After it was built.
After.
Yeah, the raw property they paid $90,000. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
$90,000 for property. Investment company built the building, they sold it for $1.3 million.
Is that Dollar General still for sale? I heard it was on the market not too far back for about $4.25.
We have no idea.
I have no idea.
Yes, sir.
I just want to know about.
Nobody can hear you.
how does one go about making an offer on this property?
Now.
Okay. I could have one tomorrow.
Come to the next trustees meeting Tuesday night.
Well, right. But you can either send us or deliver a written offer.
All right.
To purchase offer. Pardon me?
A purchase offer to you guys.
Yes. Correct.
Right. Right. We can't do that tonight because.
I understand.
Then we'll discuss it in the open meeting, so it's very transparent.
All right.
And questions will be asked. We will discuss it. And then, you know, we may
table it for... I thought it ticked off a lot of boxes. Dollar General and the commercial zoning out of the village of Bono. And you're going to sell it to somebody who's going to keep it residential. And from what I understand, like I said, if you want a couple parcels, that's going to be available. So I think it ticks off an awful lot of boxes. He's offering $12,000. So.
Thank you. Linda.
I'd like to ask you all personally. For the township, go. Do you want a Dollar General in Jerusalem Township?
No. I
ask both personally and as a trustee, does he want another Dollar General store in Jerusalem Township?
I've said it once, I say it again. No, I do not want another Dollar General in the township. I've stated that on Facebook. We did here again. We responded to an offer. That's all we did.
Dave, Ben, do you want another Dollar store?
No, we really don't need one. I totally agree. That's why we're here. We had an offer. We're talking to the people. That's our job.
Mark, do you want a Dollar General in Jerusalem?
No, ma'am. I stated that I do not. But again, what I want is not what I'm responsible for.
This is for the township. We're all from the township.
Right.
Plus the 330 people that petitioned.
So we have all heard you.
Yes.
I have not heard one positive statement in favor of another Dollar General in the township. I have heard nothing but opposition to it. So we absolutely will take that into consideration.
So you're anonymous, but you're all together saying no to another Dollar General. Am I correct?
Whatever.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
Anyone else have anything?
Don't win.
Yes. I just had to go for a
moment. Hi, my name is Yasmin Talpa. I live on Conroy, North Carolina, and also a firefighter here at the station. So, we obviously have the general consensus that nobody wants to have a job. That's the whole agreed in this group release tonight. And from what I read on Facebook, so, Bo, you came up with an alternative, and what I'm understanding is if we can't, maybe I speak for everyone, get a peace of mind, what are our alternatives to being able to turn this offer away, other than the stipulation on the size of the building, as well as someone else making a different offer on the property?
We don't sign the paperwork.
It's not
so simple.
Very simple.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very simple.
Kiss it.
Yes.
You have mentioned earlier that property was offered to me. When was it offered to me?
You owned it once.
I tried before it was turned over to you. I've been dealing with Lucas County Land Bank and their lawyers. But when they had taken possession of it, and as soon as they've taken possession of it, Jerusalem Township was turned over to them. I didn't even get a chance to go through the land bank to try to get it. It went straight to you.
You owned it once.
And then I never got any more information or no more offers or anything on it.
It wasn't.
And I do want it. I've been trying to acquire
But you owned it once.
Jimmy?
He said you owned it once. He's got 2 years.
If you look at the names on that, I am Kenneth Lohmeyer the second. Oh. I'm the one who owns the house next to it.
It was your dad that owned it?
Who's H.C. Lohmeyer?
Jimmy?
Who is H.C. Lohmeyer?
That would be my mom. That would not be me. That's two different people.
Well, apparently that individual owned it. At one point.
Yeah, she owned it, but I owned a house next to it. It was never offered to me.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Or we're going to shut the meeting down.
Second.
Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Yes. Mark Sadler?
Yes.
Motion carried. What time is it?
8:05.
8:05.
Thank you for doing this, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.